Harper Audio presents The One by Kira Cass, performed by Amy Rubinade. Chapter 1. This time, we were in the great room enduring another etiquette lesson when bricks came flying through the window. Elise immediately hit the ground and started crawling for the side door, whimpering as she went. Celeste let out a high-pitched scream and bolted toward the back of the room, barely escaping a shower of glass. Chris grabbed my arm, pulling me, and I broke into a run alongside her as we made our way to the exit. "Hurry, ladies!" Sylvia cried. Within seconds, the guards had lined up at the windows and were firing, and the bursts of sound echoed in my ears as we fled. Whether they came with guns or stones, anyone showing the smallest level of aggression within sight of the palace would die. There was no more patience left for these attacks. "I hate running in these shoes," Chris muttered, a heap of dress draped over her arm, eyes focused on the end of the hall. "One of us is going to have to get used to it," Celeste said, her breath labored. I rolled my eyes. "If it's me, I'll wear sneakers every day. I'm already over this." "Less talking, more moving," Sylvia yelled. "How do we get downstairs from here?" Elise asked. "What about Maxon?" Chris huffed. Sylvia didn't answer. We followed her through a maze of hallways, looking for a path to the basement, watching as guard after guard ran in the opposite direction. I found myself admiring them, wondering if the courage it took to run toward danger for the sake of other people. The guards passing us were completely indistinguishable from one another until a set of green eyes locked with mine. Aspen didn't look afraid or even startled. There was a problem, and he was on his way to fix it. That was simply who he was. Our gaze was brief, but it was enough. It was like that with Aspen. In a split second, without a word, I could tell him, "Be careful and stay safe." And saying nothing, he'd answer, "I know, just take care of yourself." While I could easily be at peace with the things we didn't need to say, I had no such luck with the things we'd said out loud. Our last conversation wasn't exactly a happy one. I had been about to leave the palace and had asked him to give me some space to get over the selection. And then I'd ended up staying and had given him no explanation as to why. Maybe his patience with me was falling short, his ability to see only the best in me running dry. Somehow, I would have to fix that. I couldn't see a life for me that didn't include Aspen. Even now, as I hoped Maxon would choose me, a world without Aspen felt unimaginable. "Here it is," Sylvia called, pushing a mysterious panel in a wall. We started down the stairs, Elise and Sylvia heading the charge. "Damn it, Elise, pick up the pace," Celeste yelled. I wanted to be irritated that she said it, but I knew we were all thinking the same thing. As we descended into the darkness, I tried to reconcile myself to the hours that would be wasted, hiding like mice. We continued on, the sound of our escape covering the shouts, until one man's voice rang out right on top of us.
"Stop!" he yelled.
Chris and I turned together, watching as the uniform became clear. "Wait," she called to the girls below. "It's a guard." We stood on the steps, breathing heavily. He finally reached us, gasping himself.
"Sorry, ladies. The rebels ran as soon as the shots were fired. Weren't in the mood for a fight today, I guess."
Sylvia, running her hands over her clothes to smooth them, spoke for us.
"Has the king deemed it safe? If not, you're putting these girls in a very dangerous position."
"The head of the guard cleared it. I'm sure his majesty."
"You don't speak for the king. Come on, ladies, keep moving."
"Are you serious?" I asked. "We're going down there for nothing." She fixed me with a stare that might have stopped a rebel in his tracks, and I shut my mouth. Sylvia and I had built a friendship of sorts, as she unknowingly helped me distract myself from Maxon and Aspen with her extra lessons.